A battle over taxes emerging in Lansing.
Is it real, or is it actually a proxy for other looming political fights? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plita.
This is It's Just Politics.
So we could see action soon on a plan that would begin to roll back and eventually eliminate the state income tax.
A plan that would play out over four decades.
But this idea from State House Republicans is getting the cold shoulder from Governor Rick Snyder, a lot of state Senate Republicans, and not to mention Democrats.
Republicans who support the tax rollback say, hey, the state's running a surplus. This money should be returned to taxpayers.
They also say there was a promise that a tax rate hike under Governor Jennifer Granholm was only meant to be temporary.
But that promised rollback was stopped in 2011 by Governor Snyder and legislative Republicans in order to balance the budget.
Right now, this is about restoring that promise. We believe that the hardworking taxpayers of this state ought to have more money in their pockets.
That there, Republican State House Speaker Tom Leonard.
But even many Republicans are skeptical,
questioning the wisdom of simply ridding the state of an income tax.
Now, under this plan, it would scale down the tax over 40 years. There will certainly be lots of ups and downs to Michigan's economy over that period. Would this rollback fall victim eventually to another pause during an economic slowdown?
And another issue, the actual money that would be saved by so-called middle-class Michiganders, not that much. A taxpayer with an average salary would save $82 a year. That is less than $7 a month.
But the hit on the state budget would be big, over $1 billion in the first full year it's implemented.
And behind all of this, House Republican leaders don't actually have a plan to either cut spending or find replacement revenue for that billion.
Remember, in super Republican Kansas, the legislature there just adopted an income tax hike. That's after a budget disaster that followed the state's 2012 tax rollback.
A rollback that was not accompanied by a plan to cut spending. But here in Michigan, Speaker Leonard and his large class of newbie House Republican lawmakers say, hey, that's not a problem that needs to be faced right now.
We will have a balanced budget when the time comes.
But that doesn't mean the state won't use accounting gimmicks and one-time windfalls to accomplish that.
Michigan's CPA governor and a lot of Senate Republicans, though, they say, look, we've made tough decisions starting 6 years ago to break that kind of cycle.
But behind all of this, the strong whiff of politics cannot be ignored. It's no secret how Speaker Leonard is eyeballing his party's nomination to run for state attorney general in 2018.
But there is a Senate Republican, Tanya Shootmaker, who's also making moves in the direction of AG. Does a vote on an income tax rollback put her in a corner? That is the sort of political red meat that Republican convention delegates who decide on the nomination, they would eat up.
Just one potential internal rivalry that highlights a reality in the era of term limits. In Lansing, lawmakers hit the floor running for their next jobs.
Yeah, running down a dream.
Rick Plute is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.